allowing the suchness of what is right now, the form that this takes. And if the form that this takes should be a limitation, may seem a limitation on your sense of freedom, your freedom of movement, a limitation on what you want to do, a limitation on where you want to get to, then suddenly something rises up in front of you, a door, a wall. You're trying to go that way and suddenly there's a closed door, metaphorically speaking or literally speaking. Once we arrived at a place to give a talk, rented a hall, there was already a long lineup outside. Nobody had the key. And there was nobody there. They had all gone home. So 200 people were lining up. Some were getting angry. I arrived. Can't get in. So you're actually faced with a wall. So what do you then start shouting? No, of course you take actions. Can you call somebody? Maybe somebody somewhere has a key and maybe they can come. Okay, somebody did that. But in the meantime, here we are. What was there to do except to cooperate with that moment? So I would just go say, greet everybody in the lineup. And everybody was very happy. And almost by the time I reached the last person, somebody had arrived with a key, as if it had been planned. Now, the strange thing is, when you cooperate and allow something to be that initially looks like an obstacle, initially looks like something has gone wrong, and both little and small, when you allow it to be, it becomes an opening into something that you cannot predict what that is. It changes its face from hostile to benign and helpful. The very event that seemed hostile turns around on the external level very frequently. Even more importantly, on an inner level, the shift happens. But you cannot really separate what happens on the outside from what happens on the inside. The inner shift happens, and then the significance of that situation changes also. So that really is the true spiritual practice, is to work with all the little and big things in one's life that seem to be obstacles or blockages. Whatever arises in the now, I'm not talking about some mental formations in the dream world of thinking. Actual obstacles, actual things going wrong, losing this, missing that, meeting somebody and it's the wrong time, it's the wrong place. And don't try to figure out why this has happened. It's very often, more often than not, it's impossible, because you may now think there must be a deeper reason why this has gone wrong. That's a secondary thing. That if you are to know the deeper reason, you will suddenly be staring you in the face. You can't miss it. But in the meantime, you don't even need to figure out what the deeper reason is. It's enough to allow what is to be and then see what happens. It doesn't prevent you from taking action. If you can take action, you take action. But in the meantime, the form that this moment takes is given space to be. And there's the key. Then that which had looked like an obstacle, a blockage, becomes an opening into space consciousness. So the archetypal image of that in humanity has is the cross. And people misinterpret it, and even Christians don't fully understand the deeper significance of the cross, because the cross is the worst thing that could possibly happen. It's an archetype of suffering. The man on the cross is humanity. The cross is the archetype of suffering. The cross is a torture instrument. The cross means complete helplessness, complete extreme pain, but also